subway.com.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort. And Ian and Dan are here with me. Hi, guys. Everything okay?
We give 20% of the effort.
Well, you're here five times a week.
20% of the effort, 100% of the days.
Right? Yeah. That's right. This is the show where we're not going to get into discussions of Ferguson. We're not going to talk about ISIS. We're not going to talk about any serious stuff, because it's Friday afternoon, and we know as much as you know that we all want to get to the weekend, and we consider this the official beginning of the weekend. When that song starts at 3:15 on Friday afternoon, the weekend is officially underway. And could it be more beautiful?
Oh my goodness.
Fantastic.
The stretch of weather is incredible.
Which leads me to the first story I want to share with you today. Last Sunday, I said to my wife, let's put the bikes on the back of the car and go over to Creve Coeur Park, and we'll ride our bikes around the lake. She said, great. We haven't done that in a long time. We hadn't done it all summer long. We've gone for plenty of walks, but we hadn't gone for a bike ride. So I load them up, put the little thing on the back of the car, and put the two bikes on there, and we drive over there. We take the bikes off, and she gets on hers, and I get on mine, and it's immediately apparent that this plan has stopped right then and there, because there's a little piece of equipment on the front brake that is kind of digging into my front tire, and if I were to ride it, it would effectively shred the front tire. So when I was a teenager, I rode my bicycle all the time, everywhere I went. I didn't have a car. That was my mode of transportation. Wherever I needed to go, you know, if it was a 25, 30, 40-minute ride to a friend's house way across town, well, that was the only way I was going to get there. Couldn't ask my parents to give me a lift, so I rode my bike all the time. And I got pretty good, A, at bike riding, and B, at bike fixing. I mean, I could tighten the spokes, and I could take apart a rear derailleur, which is one of the hardest things to do in bike repair, and fix the brakes and change the tires. I knew how to do all that sort of stuff when I was 14 years old. Now I don't remember how to do anything. But more importantly, I don't have any of the tools that I had when I was a teenager. And so here we are, Creve Coeur Park. We want to go for this bike ride, and we can't, and I can't fix the bike. So I'm frustrated and, you know, kicking my helmet around the parking lot.
That's a fresser, reckon. It's a fresser.
That's paraphrasing what I was saying.
Yes.
So I put the bikes back on the thing, and I said, well, let's just walk it. Fine. So we walk, and we did the inner loop, which is 3.7 miles all the way around. Okay, no, not a big deal. We had a nice time. We brought some food. We had a little picnic. It was a lovely Sunday in the park. Well, the next day, my wife wasn't working, and it was, again, a beautiful day. So I took the bike to a bike shop, and the guy fixed it in 10 minutes.
Of course.
Only charged me $10, which is very nice. You know, it wasn't one of those, well, our standard shop fee is $75 and parts. Yeah. No, none of that. They fixed it. It took 10 minutes. Boom. We're out of there. So I put the bikes back on, and we go back to Creve Coeur Park. except this time we're not going to go directly into the park. I said, let's go to this place I know off of River Valley Drive. River Valley Drive, where it meets Maryland Heights Expressway and the Page Avenue Extension. There's a little parking area there where you can decide, do I want to go this way to Creve Coeur Lake, to the park there, or do I want to go this way and follow the highway, and you end up going onto the Katy Trail into St. Charles. So it's kind of a central intersection of those. And I said, well, let's go this way, and we'll go back towards Creve Coeur Park. And we got on our bikes, and we ride, and there aren't many people out there. It's a Monday, after all, at this point. And we're having a great time. And you have to go up a couple of hills and down a couple of hills to get up over the Maryland Heights Expressway, and then again to go over Creve Coeur Mill Road, and then you go down a long, steep hill, and you're in the outskirts of Creve Coeur Park. You're not at the lake, but there are so many trails there. We decided, well, let's just go this way today, and we went south, and we went down past the lake house and along Creve Coeur Mill, and it was beautiful, and we stopped at the end, had some water, then we turned around, and we were going back. And now we get to that long, steep hill. And my wife says, I'm getting off. I'm just going to walk it. So, me, Johnny Macho, you know.
I'll see you at the top.
Watch me, honey.
Perfect human specimen. I didn't even say, watch me, honey. She knows after 30 years, it's implied.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Yeah.
So I pump my legs and get to the top of that thing, and I get off my bike. And I look back, and she's maybe a third of the way up at this point. And I realize, why, I'm dizzy. Because I am, after all, an out of shape, fat, bald, middle-aged guy who should not have done what I just did. That occurs to me within a half a millisecond. And I sit down, and I lean against the wall that separates the trail from the Page Avenue Extension. It's a concrete wall, it's about 4 feet high, you know, barrier there. And I just kind of lean against that. And I take some water, and I'm drinking some of the water, and I'm really, really not feeling well. And I thought, well, I'll just lie down. I'll lie down here in the grass next to the trail, between the trail and that wall. I'll lie down right here and just wait for her to come up. And she gets up there, and she looks at me, and she goes, wow, what is wrong with you? Your color is terrible, like the blood had drained out of my body, kind of thing.
Really pale and everything?
Apparently.
Yeah.
And I was really not feeling well. I said, I'll be okay. I'm just going to drink some more water, and I just need to lie here for a little while. Now, I had had an incident like this 2-3 years ago when I was playing tennis in the summer on a Saturday morning in Kirkwood. I can't remember the name of the park off of Guyer.
Kirkwood Park?
I don't remember. Maybe. And I'd gotten overheated and dehydrated in the middle of the game, and I had to, okay, I got to go, I'm just going to lie down, take me about 5 minutes to get my body back, and then I'll be okay. So this day I do it, and I'm taking 5 minutes, and the sun is kind of pounding down, and my wife's trying to shield me, you know, give me some shade. And people who are also out riding their bikes are stopping by. Now, the fact that none of them is out of breath tells me, by looking up at these good human specimens, I really was an idiot doing what I did.
And you're laying there on the grass.
Yeah, and they are, did he crash? Or did he fall off? What happened? No, just overheated and dehydrated. And are you okay? Okay. And one woman said, are you all right? Well, I'm going to continue back here, but I'm going to turn around when I get to the end, and I'll come back and I'll check on you again. Well, by the time she comes back, other people have come by, and
you're creating a scene.
I am. Uh-huh. I am a scene because I am not feeling better. I'm still quite dizzy. I try sitting up at one point. I try standing up. My wife says, get back on the ground right now. Okay. So at this point, there's a cop, not an on-duty cop, but an off-duty cop who was out riding his bike, and a cardiac nurse from Mercy.
Oh,
and right. Or from St. Luke's, I can't remember where she said she was from, and two other people who are there who are like, well, maybe we can get some more water, let's lift your legs up and all that. So they're being very, very, very helpful. And one of them says, well, how long has he been down now? And my wife says, probably about 20 minutes. And I said, you know, I can talk. I'm not dead. I'm not in a coma. I didn't faint. I said about 20 minutes. And, you know, did you eat this morning? People are asking me all these questions, especially the nurse, and she's taking my pulse. And so the cop says, 20 minutes. You really need to get an ambulance over here. Because that's just too long. He should have recovered by now. So my wife calls 911. And a crew from the Monarch Fire Department, house number 3 on Olive, comes. And I can hear the sirens, but they can't come up the bike path.
Oh, yeah.
So they come on the Page Avenue extension. And they actually had to go west, turn around, and then come back east and park. What I later found out, I didn't know until that night, my wife told me, oh, yeah, there were an ambulance and a fire truck.
Whoa. Oh,
yeah. 7 EMTs and firemen and women came. So they jump over, speaking of people being in shape, they jump over the wall, at least some of them do, and, you know, they check me out and want to know what medications do you take, and, you know, they're doing their job. And they say, well, let's get you into the ambulance. So they roll me onto one of those backboards they would use if you'd been in a really bad thing. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. And I tell them, no, I can walk. And they say, stay on your back. We're going to take care of you.
But they have to put you on that so they can actually carry you.
And so they could lift me over the 4-foot-high concrete barrier.
It's amazing how they can do stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're just terrific people. And I take my hat off to them, particularly a guy named Brad, who was the EMT who took care of me in the back of the ambulance. And he puts an IV in, you know, let's get some fluids in you. Let's check your heart. Okay, so now he wants to take an EKG. Well, I'm wearing a T-shirt. Ironically, I had bought that T-shirt in 2003 after we had been to Hawaii, and I climbed to the top of Diamond Head, big mountain there. With, by the way, no problems, never got overheated, never got dehydrated. 11 years later, he says, well, we're going to have to cut that off of you.
Oh, I was going to say, did they cut it?
You know those medical shows where they go in and there's somebody there and it's like a gunshot wound or something horrible has happened. You know, they've got a steel spike impaled in their lung. They have to cut the thing off. Me, I'm just like the fat, overweight guy who's just, oh, let's cut the shirt off of this guy. Fine, so now they have to do the EKG, and that, of course, means shaving some chest hair. I'm fine with that. I know about that. I've had stress tests. I've had EKGs many, many times. And I know that after the day is done, the most painful part of my day is going to be pulling off those things that they have attached to me, those adhesive things that have stuck to me, because ripping those off is worse than any Band-Aid. So he puts that stuff on me and gets me, I think, stabilized. There. And my wife is still on the outside. I guess she's talking to some of the other EMTs, and he's making a full assessment of me. And he does the EKG, and, you know, my heart rate seems fine. My blood pressure might be a little bit low at this point. He's asking me all sorts of cardiac questions, and I tell him, this is not cardiac. I can tell I'm not having any pain. This is not a cardiac thing. I just had a full physical a couple of months ago. It's not that. I'm just overheated and dehydrated. He said, well, you know what? To be safe, we're going to take you to MOBAP. Now, inside the ambulance, it's nice and air-conditioned. They got the thing going, and the air conditioning's on, the light's on, there's liquid going into me. I'm starting to feel a lot better at this point, which this is really all I needed. But they insist that they're going to take me to MOBAP. So part of me turns into like a 9-year-old boy. Cool, I get to go for a ride in an ambulance with the siren on and the lights and everything. That guy in that ambulance is going to be me. That's kind of cool. The other part is the adult part of me, which is, this is going to be expensive.
Yes, and hopefully you'd like to ride in the passenger seat of the ambulance, not in the back.
You know, I would be fine if I had just been sitting in the ambulance while they were having a show at the firehouse and I walked by. Hey, can I just look for that from the inside? Can you turn the lights on? Siren? Okay, I'm done. I didn't need to go for the ride to the hospital. So they take me to the hospital and they put me on the gurney and they take me inside and they put me into one of the emergency room areas there. And they hand me over to this nurse. Her name's Adrian. Very, very nice young woman who switches me over to their equipment from the ambulance equipment, et cetera. And now I'm on their EKG and everything else. And at one point I say, Adrian, I hate to tell you this, but I'm going to need to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
And she said...
They're pumping me full of fluids here.
Exactly. But it's more than just that. And I explained that to her.
Uh-oh.
And she said, well, I don't really want you walking. We'll have to get you a bedside commode.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
A bedside... Well, at least it wasn't a bedpan. It was a bedside
I think that's the same
commode.
Thing.
No, the bedside commode, isn't it where they bring like it's like a toilet and they bring, just bring it
it's like a training potty like,
yeah a training potty basically
whatever it was when she said the words bedside commode my next words were I'll hold it
yeah yes. That's when I say nope I don't have to go anymore
I'm good but about a half hour later now at this point by the way I'm feeling 100% fine I'm fine but she's got me hooked up to the machines and all this stuff. And I said, Adrian, I really need to go. And she said, well, okay, I'll get somebody in here to wheel you there. I said, no, I can walk. No, hospital protocol. We have to put you in a wheelchair. So a guy comes. I don't know if he's an orderly or a technician or whatever they call them now. He puts me in the wheelchair and he takes me to the bathroom. And, you know, I can stand up and I can take care of everything I need to and I can wash my hands. And the wheelchair is still in that bathroom with me. But I open the door and the guy is gone. He's nowhere. So I wheel the wheelchair back.
You pushed it back?
Yeah.
Oh.
I figure they want the wheelchair back, and yeah. I can walk.
You should have sat in it and did it by the wheels.
I thought about that. But so I get back there, and by now my wife has shown up because she didn't come in the ambulance. Plus, there was my bicycle and her bicycle still on the bike path, and our car is about 3/4 of a mile away in that parking lot. So one of the other people had ridden my bike while she rode her bike and helped her get back on there. And then she drove that woman back to about the range of where that was. And some of the other people were there and everybody was helpful. I didn't get any names from those people, but I thanked them all very much for their help. But by now my wife has showed up and she says, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing fine, but it's time to go. And she said, what do you mean? I said, because Adrian's talking about, you know, ordering up a chest x-ray for me and getting a doctor in here, but I'm fine. I was just overheated and dehydrated, and now I'm cool and full of liquid, and I'm okay. I'm back to normal. So my wife, in our family, we call her the fixer. Because if you have a problem in a retail store or a restaurant or anywhere, my wife... fixes that. I've talked in the past about how she has gotten free stuff for us just by complaining about
that. Tammy is like that. My girlfriend, she's like that. But yeah, all they have to do is make one phone call and talk to someone, and all of a sudden they're like, okay, we'll send you this, we'll send you that. Here, get this, get that.
I have tried to do that.
I know.
I've actually said to people when I was trying to convince them to change their policy and do it the way I want them to do it, I've actually said to them, don't make my wife call you. I'll get her on the phone right now. That's how good she is at this. She is the fixer, the ombudswoman of the family. She'll get out there and do that stuff. So I said to her, get me out of there. Well, at that point, the x-ray technician shows up. I'm here to take you for your chest x-ray. No thanks. What do you mean? I'm not having a chest x-ray. He shrugs his shoulders, goes, okay, I'll cancel it. which is fine. Then my wife goes and gets Adrian, the nurse, who's, you know, nothing going on. And, oh, I forgot to tell you this part. When I got up from the bed to get in the wheelchair, mm-hmm. I looked back, and on the bed, because I'd been lying in the grass at Creve-Coeur Park, on the bed was all this stuff that had stuck to me, grass and hay and a couple of bugs.
Oh.
There are crawly little bugs in the hospital bed.
Oh.
And I point to Adrian, and she's such a pro. She goes, oh, I got that. No problem. Don't worry about it. And she just pushes another sheet on top of the other
stuff. I've seen worse in these beds.
Much worse. Yeah, you can guarantee you there are many people who did not make it to the bedside commode.
Are the bugs vomiting blood?
Yeah.
Then I got this.
Exactly. There's no pus involved here. Yeah. This is not even on our top 100 list. I got the bugs. No problem. So my wife goes to get Adrian, and Adrian comes back and says, okay, well, if you're going to leave before a doctor sees you and you don't want the chest x-ray, then you're going to have to sign a form. She says, I'll go get it. And she brings it back, and she says, okay, this is our against medical advice form. In other words, you're leaving here against our advice, mm-hmm. and you have to sign this, so essentially you're letting
Anything
us off the hook.
Anything that happens afterwards.
So,
yeah.
and she,
you're on your
she,
own.
She shows me a couple of things on the front, and on the back there is consequences of patient's departure, and she has written in death.
Wow.
Possible consequences of patient departure, and she were put the word death in there. And she hands that to me, shows me that, and says, okay, sign down here. And I went, well, we're all going to die someday. That is going to come true. If I were to bet you, you're going to win that bet. Because eventually, we're all going to die. So that's a good call on your part.
Yes.
And then I sign it. And I'm not, because they'd cut my T-shirt off, I'm in a hospital gown. You know, one of those that you have to put your arms through the front. And it's actually covering your front, but not your back. All right, fine. I was lying down most of the time. But now I'm leaving. I can't take the hospital gown with me. And I've cut my T-shirt off. It's sitting in a pile there. It's wet and sweat and water and all. You can have it. But I'm also, because I'm not in shape, I'm not walking through the hospital topless. As a service to humanity.
Wouldn't they give
I'm
you
only
something?
Thinking of the other people.
They can give you those scrub things.
That's what she did. She said,
throw away.
She said, good call. Don't go out there like that. I'll be right back. And she gets me the paper scrubs, and I put that on. And we go out, and we get in the car. And I say to my wife, you want me to drive? She said, no, Mr. Hospital person. Get in the passenger seat. I'll drive you home. And that was the end of
can
that.
Can we get ice cream?
Yeah. Can you take me to Pope's cafeteria?
Believe me, I was thinking, I got to have something for this. But then I thought, well, the reason I got overheated and dehydrated is because I'm a fat guy. Perhaps ice cream and cookies and cake are not the thing to celebrate this occasion with.
You know what? It's weird because we're the same age. That happened to me this year cutting the grass.
Really?
One time. I got so, but I had just been put on blood pressure medication also.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed it shortly after that.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't stop sweating.
Because your blood pressure dropped so much and that caused you to go into hypertension.
I don't know, but I was sweating so much and I even called the doctor and said, this is crazy. I'm dizzy. I'm this, I'm that. And
yeah.
I'm just extremely I was extremely dehydrated.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to the hospital or anything like that.
I didn't need to go to the hospital. Yeah. Just, 10 minutes in that ambulance with the air conditioning on and liquids in the IV would have taken care of me. But it turned into a whole adventure, and now, because I'm an adult, all I'm worried about is when those bills start coming in.
Yep.
Bug killing, $300.
Yes.
One of the lines on, sorry, no, sir, that's not covered by your policy.
That is one, that is one.
X-ray scheduled, but canceled, $500.
Oh, no. Whoops.
No,
well,
you did
had
thing.
It. You paid for it anyway.
You did a good thing canceling that.
Yeah.
And maybe the doctor not coming in to see you, maybe that.
Maybe that saved me some money, too.
Yeah.
But the ambulance ride is going to cost me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah, I think those are, what, $600 to $800?
Oh, is that right? I don't know. I didn't ask.
No.
Because when you're in the ambulance, I don't think it's really a good idea to say, how much is this going to cost
me? Let's just run me.
But thanks again to Brad and the other men and women of Monarch House Number 3 on Olive, who came out there and got me in working condition again, and to Adrian and the other people there at MoBAP in the emergency room. I appreciate it very much. At least it wasn't as bad as 5 years ago when things got really, really bad. I talked about that adventure a long time ago. But just yet another part of my medical life history shared with you publicly, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Joe Strauss.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm John Hadley.
I'm Jim Powers.
This is our team that covers your teams.
For the latest information on Mizzou, Cards, Rams, and Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station. The Big 550 KTRS.
Get your home ready for the holiday guests. Replace those old laminate countertops with gorgeous granite at the region's number one name in stone countertops, Granite Busters. Granite Busters is in full clearance mode. Buy now, and you'll get three amazing extras absolutely free with your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite or quartz countertops. Granite Busters. We'll throw in a free quarter round or quarter water bevelette upgrade free. A stainless steel undermount sink free. And removal and haul away of your old laminate countertops free. And no other granite retailer in the region features the selection of granite and quartz that Granite Busters offers. Over 135 colors and styles starting at just $29.99 per square foot installed. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. Or check out the two virtual kitchens and virtual bathroom online at GraniteBusters.com. It's fall countertop clearance time. Only at Granite Busters. Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires October 31st, 2014.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Well, Eddie, what's new at the world-famous Fast Eddie's?
Just a second, Mr. Shannon. I'm sending out a tweet. Let's see, hashtag coldest beer in town.
A tweet? Did you say hash brown?
Yeah, it's Twitter, Mr. Shannon. You know, social media. You sign off with a hashtag.
Social media, huh? You taking Fast Eddie's into the future?
I'm certainly trying to, Mr. Shannon.
Listen, Eddie, do you still have the coldest beer in town and the tastiest and the cheapest eats?
Of course, Mr. Shannon.
And you still have that huge outdoor patio with all the flat screens, live music, and the video games?
Yes, sir, Mr. Shannon.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much about your tweeter or whatever the heck you call that thing. Stick to what you do best at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Hashtag, if you're 21 and in the mood, get over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois, and check them out online at FastEddie'sBonAir.com. Hashtag.
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 Woohoo! Ackerman Toyotas are showing up all over St. Louis. It starts with their ultra-clean showroom and service area to the prompt, courteous staff. They've created an attitude that's made them number one in customer retention for 4 years running. Ackerman sells for less, and it's conveniently located on South Kings Highway just minutes from the hill. Like us on our new Facebook page for automotive tips, trends, inventory, and deals, or on the web at AckermanToyota.com. Or give us a call at 314-351-3000. That's 314-351-3000. That's Ackerman Toyota for your next set of keys.
How are you feeling? Well, one of the ways to feel better is by attending the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair Tuesday, October 7th. You'll be able to check out companies that provide medical equipment, senior safety devices, and hospice. Find out about home care physicians, estate planning, flu vaccines, and more at the Alexian Brothers Community Health Fair Tuesday, October 7th from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. at the Alexian Brothers Sherbrooke Village Lodge, 4005 Verpa Avenue in South County, near I-55 and Union Road. And you'll feel better for it.
Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to check the highways right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
All right, but you know, does Paul have his headset on?
Yeah, yes, I'm right here.
Okay, Paul, I was listening to your story, and that's a pretty interesting story, I'll tell you that.
Thank you.
But I will tell you, I was listening to your whole thing about your bicycle was your transportation. That was mine. From the time I grew up, high school, college, first years in radio when I couldn't afford gas for the car and everything, that was my transportation.
Yep.
23 years old, I took a bicycle ride from St. Louis to San Diego.
Wow!
I don't think I could ride around the block right now on a bicycle. So here's my advice to you.
Yeah.
Stick to your 5-mile walks and get a motorcycle.
Oh, man. No, I'm okay on the bike as long as I don't try to go up the hills.
Okay, I've thought about getting my bicycle out again, and it's going to take some real working up to go a mile, and 2 miles, and 3 miles. But boy, I'm afraid to, especially after what had happened to my heart years ago. I'm almost thinking, just stick with walking. It's a little easier.
I will tell you, Tim, that almost every time I get on it, which is not as frequently as I would like to, but almost every time I get on the bike, it brings me back to being a teenager. And you know, one of the things about riding a bike as opposed to driving a car is you're much more aware of everything that's wrong with our sidewalks and streets.
Oh, yes.
Because, you know, I can tell you right now, I mean, I haven't been there in a long time, but if I went back to my hometown, I know where the potholes are. I know where the cracks in the pavement are. All of those things automatically on the way back to my house, because they were always that way. And you knew, you better go around this or you're going to get a big thump when you hit here, or there's always going to be trouble there. Anybody who rides a bike a lot remembers that sort of stuff, and it's great. You know, where's the stupid gumdrop tree going to be? Where we're going to have to ride around to get around from those sticky gumballs?
Yeah, there you go.
All of those things. I love doing it, but Maybe I should do it in just the winter when I get overheated quite as much.
In winter, according to personal trainers, winter you burn twice as many calories as you do in the summer.
Is that right?
There you go.
You know, I've got a friend a couple of blocks away who is a triathlete. So he goes off and does these, just he'll ride from, you know, his house in West County all the way over to Illinois, and then they'll drive, he and some friends will ride around for 30 or 40 miles over there and then come back. That'll be a whole Sunday for them. And I thought to myself a couple of times, wow, I should go for a bike ride with Tim. And then all I know is I would say, see you later.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be right here when you come back in about 4 hours.
Yeah, I'll meet you up later on.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. Well, listen, we had an accident on westbound 40 after Hampton that had, it was really messed up for a while. Only the center lane was getting through. Now only the left lane is blocked. And traffic is backed up to Vandeventer. You are slow again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. And on westbound 70, stop and go traffic from Highway 94 out through Highway 370. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. They are celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 footlong, and the sweet onion chicken teriyaki is the $3 6-inch select. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block. Faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Attention, overweight postmenopausal women. Washington University is conducting a 10 to 12 month long research study to determine whether a high protein weight loss diet is beneficial to overweight postmenopausal women. You might qualify if you are 50 to 65 years of age, do not smoke, and do not have diabetes. Participants will receive supervised weight loss therapy, prepared meals, and compensation. If you are interested, call Emily at 314-747-3758. 314-747-3758. 314-747-3758.
The Garage, your domain, where a wall full of tool stacks holds the stories of past projects, where the utility light hangs like a loyal friend. So when you have to make the trip for parts, you want to make it fast. Just order your parts online at advanceautoparts.com. You can pick them up in-store in just 30 minutes, then get right back to doing what you love. Advance Auto Parts, let's get you back to the garage.
Visit AdvanceAutoParts.com now to learn more.
The Retirement Symphony is the show that makes sure your retirement plan hits the perfect pitch. We'll show you the necessary tools and strategies to fine-tune your portfolio to set you up for a flawless financial performance in retirement. We'll do it all and more while having fun talking about something we all love, music. So tune in to The Retirement Symphony every Sunday afternoon at 3 with your local retirement conductor, Robert Baltzel. That's Sunday afternoons at 3 on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. Ian is our control board operator, and Dan is the bass player in the Upside Down Band.
Oh, the Southside Johnny Band.
The what?
Southside Johnny Band.
It's not the Upside Down Band?
No.
Southside Johnny Band. Okay. You got a gig this weekend?
We do. We're playing at the Brew House on Veterans Parkway. In St. Charles, it's right off of Zumbel, and the outer, I guess it's the south outer road is Veterans Parkway there. Mm-hmm. And they're having a big beer tasting thing and all
kinds
of stuff.
Tonight or tomorrow night?
It's tomorrow night. Okay. All right, actually, tomorrow at 5. We start at 5. We play from 5 till 9.
Stop in and see the upside, the Southside Johnny Band.
Southside Johnny Band at the Brew House.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Mike wants to get in here this afternoon, and so you have, Mike. Hello.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm fine.
AM and PM, partner.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that.
And I really enjoy the Harris Friday show.
Thank you.
Okay, so here's what I got to say, Paul. I think that when you signed yourself out without completing the complete exam.
You mean when I signed myself out of the hospital with that against medical advice form?
Yes. And they said that, you know, death would be that, your worst.
You're risking death.
But anyway, what it is going to be is I believe that you're now responsible for the bill and the insurance company doesn't have to cover it because you didn't complete the treatment.
Oh, no, that can't possibly be true. Please don't let
that
be true.
I really hope not for you, Paul.
Please don't let that be true.
I $760 ambulance bill, and so I'm just hoping I signed myself out.
You did?
We'll see what happens.
Mike, you're speaking from personal experience here?
Well, yeah, I'm still fighting. It happened in March, and I had the same situation where I was actually at the VA hospital, and I was so upset with a doctor over there, and then next thing I know, I was trying to talk to another doctor. Next thing I know, they did some heart tests on an exam.
Yeah.
And my heart went out of rhythm, so they called an ambulance for me, and had it sent over, and it was the local fire department that came by, City of Melville. And because I was out of JB, and then they sent me over to St. Anthony's Hospital, and then St. Anthony's.
Okay, you don't have to go. You don't have to go through the whole thing, Mike. But eventually, you felt I don't need this. I'm out of here, and you signed yourself out with that form.
So let me sign myself out.
Okay.
Say goodbye. And then anyway, so I'm still getting a bill, and they're refusing to pay it. So I'm having a problem with that right now. So I just hope that doesn't happen to you, Paul.
Yeah, I hope.
That was the shocker.
Mike, I'm glad you told me that. Now I'll know when it happens, and I'll know what to expect. Thank you very much.
Hey, you take care and enjoy the weekend, guys.
Hey, enjoy the weather. Thanks. Here's Ira on the Big 550. Hello.
Well, Paul, I think I have one that's kind of crazy. I had back surgery years ago, and like yourself, okay, I didn't refuse you to pay, you know,
mm-hmm.
under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
So I held it, and I held it, and I held it, okay?
Oh, this is not going to get messy, is it?
No, it's not. You're going to get crazy. And so when I got the first day, which was the date, I think about today's date, you know, years ago. And so when I hit my chair, I said, can I go to the bathroom? They said, yes. So they took me to the bathroom, okay? And while in there, both nurses passed out. I don't know what happened to me, okay? And so they passed out in the bathroom. And the next morning, I woke up and had a grandson. So, I mean, I refused to go to the bathroom because they give you shots in the stomach so you don't have to go. You know, you can hold it. But I refused to use any type of a pain because I didn't feel that was a manly thing to do.
Yeah. And in the end, two nurses passed out and you had a grandson.
The next day, I talked to my daughter before I went in. And so when I went in, you know, she saw a holiday and stuff, you know. And
yeah, but Ira, you're not implying that there's a connection between your going to the bathroom and the grandson arriving the next day, are you?
Well, yes, I am, to be honest with you, okay? I have two birthdays. You know, I feel when somebody dies, somebody comes in. So we was passing ships in between each other, and I hopped up on his boat. It came back, you know, to live another long life.
Okay. All right, Ira, I'm going to assume that somebody was already pregnant and expecting a child around that time.
At any moment.
Because we know about the Immaculate Conception, and I'm pretty sure that what you did when you were in that bathroom would not qualify as immaculate.
she was pregnant right then, and all of a sudden she got excited, okay? She went to the hospital also. And had my grandson.
Well, here's the more important part of this. Are you and the woman, your daughter, and your grandchild all healthy and happy today?
We are very close. I said we have two birthdays together.
Yeah. Well,
one of our birthdays.
Well, I hope you get to celebrate them together for a long, long time, and I'm glad you called. Thanks. Here's Sandy on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. I'm
Ann
in the
field. Thank you, Sandy.
Hallelujah. And a very long time listener. Paul, I hate to tell you this, but you are absolutely responsible for all of the medical bill if you sign yourself out of the hospital and don't follow through with what their procedures they're wanting to do to you in the ER.
Oh, and I have to tell you, too, Paul, that there are like 4 or 5 other people that just called in and agreed with Mike and said that's exactly what happened. That form that you signed releases the insurance company and releases
which I didn't get a copy of, by the way.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you sign that form that says, I refuse medical treatment, then you're responsible for the medical bill. How I got out of it is I walked out without signing the form.
You know, I actually thought about doing that on Monday.
I was over at Barnes Jewish West out in St. Charles. And I didn't like what the doctor was treating me. And actually, we left there and drove all the way to Alt Memorial. And I got the treatment that I needed at Alt Memorial.
But let me ask this, Sandy. If I had stayed there and had the chest x-ray and the medical advice and all the other stuff, everything would have been much more expensive anyway, right?
I'm assuming so, but you'd only be paying what your deductible is. The insurance would have caught the rest of it.
Yeah.
And just a heads up, if you're going westbound on 270, it's already stop and go at McDonnell Douglas.
Okay.
Ew.
Thanks.
I just ran into it.
I'm sorry about that, Sandy, but thanks for the heads up. We'll pass it along to Tim, and he'll fill us in on everything else.
Take Karen's call, because she was like an administrator in a hospital.
Okay. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, Paul. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I'm a former director, nursing director of an emergency room. You should not be billed for the entire service just because you signed out, as we call it, AMA. That's a myth. That exists. The only time you get charged like that is if you've got an insurance company that is out to screw you.
So even if I do hear that from my insurance company, I can give them your number?
No, just fight back. Just act like you know what you're doing. It's amazing what you can accomplish that way.
Well, you know, I do have the fixer at home.
Yes, yes. Just to hand the phone over.
I, you know, here's what I'm going to tell them. If they refuse to pay for it, I'm going to say, don't make me get my wife on this. You're going to end
right.
You're going to end up paying double.
Nurses and physicians have perpetuated that myth for years, and it's just not true.
Physicians have perpetuated that myth for years?
And nurses. They're both guilty.
Because
I'm telling people that.
Because they essentially want you to stay there and
rack up, have more tests done and everything, I would imagine.
Well, not so much they want you to rack it up, but they want to make sure that they've done a thorough job of making sure that you're healthy before you walk out the door.
Yeah.
No, you should not get charged the whole amount. That's a mythology that goes back to ancient Greece, probably.
Wow.
You're my favorite phone call of the day, Karen.
Wonderful.
Thank you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we heard where some of the traffic is. I'm sure there's a lot more out there. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in.
During this whole incident, I was hoping there'd be one phone call in there to make Paul's day a little brighter.
I know. I told her, I said, can you hang on real quick because I need to get you on right away. This is a bit of good news for Paul.
I could see him just sinking and sinking sinking in his chair.
By the way, during that, the fixer texted me, and the first thing she wrote was, damn it! And now she just texted me, phew!
Yeah, there you go.
I'll tell you the other part of this. I was starting to sweat like I was out there on the bike path again.
Oh, man. Then Paul would lay down on the ground and he'd go, "Do not call the ambulance."
There you go. Hey, they're still working with this crash on westbound 40. It's just after Hampton. The left lane is blocked. It looks like we're backed all the way up to Grand. Southbound 170, your stop and go from Ladue down through Highway 40. Westbound 44 from the Guyer Road overpass in that right lane. Ramping on to southbound 270 is slow. 270 looks pretty good right now. And eastbound 270, we have stop and go traffic between Lindbergh and 170, and then things open up. This traffic report brought to you by Choice Hotels. Great endings begin at Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like free hot breakfast, free internet, and a great rewards program. Book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Every year, the Riverfront Times compiles a list of the best of St. Louis. And this year, those discerning journalists who cover all facets of our esteemed metro area named the winner in the category of Best Radio Station. And it is the Big 550. We thank you and will continue to do what we do best. Keep you entertained and informed 24/7. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology.
Don't let headaches take over your life.
Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014.
Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Subway is celebrating all September long. The Italian BMT is now a famous $5 foot long, and the chicken teriyaki is the $3.06 select. Subway, eat fresh.
This is the home of the Missouri Tigers. The Big 550. Green and tea.